Seltzer Kings Podcasts.
Hey, comedian Adam Newman here, letting you know about Pussy Boys, a brand new podcast I co-host with my funny friends where real men talk about their love of cats. So tune into Pussy Boys on the Seltzer Kings Network and like, listen, subscribe, write us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. That's Pussy Boys, all Z's. Trust me, you don't want to go where the S's take you. It's gross.
Hey, Danny Mike listeners, before we get to the episode today, I wanted to ask a favor. Our new network, The Last Podcast Network, is doing a survey, which will in turn improve the content that you hear. It only takes a minute, it's all confidential, and it's just some questions about your listening habits. You can find the link in our description of this very episode.
2, 3, 4!
The world was so big, and I was so small. Your voice was always the loudest of all.
So, Jeremy, you're looking very, what is the word, patriotic today?
Oh, am I?
Yeah, on this 4th of the July.
Earlier I went out and I was wearing green army-ish looking pants and a long sleeve St. Vitus shirt.
Yeah.
And so I was like, this is more of the militant Jeremy. This isn't the patriotic.
I would have profiled you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm surprised nobody said anything that I'm not wearing a black t-shirt.
Because you preface when you were coming into this building is, hey, do you like my shirt? And then I said, it has stains on it.
It does, but it's only got a little bit of spackle on it.
And with one cutting comment, Jeremy would never see Danny in a non-black t-shirt.
No. I had to put it on because, you know, it's 4th of July. I need a little red, you know. Got okay. A little blue hat on.
I'm the blue.
I have a really nice Sriracha t-shirt that's just like the front label of the classic Sriracha bottle.
Yeah.
But it's snug. And I didn't want to wear it.
Is it a large or a medium?
It's a medium.
Ooh,
oh.
Pushing.
Way pushing. I mean, the large.
Do you want to lend it to me for a while?
I mean, you would fit in it just fine. I didn't want to put it on. I passed looking for my other, you know, I had a Richard Lloyd red shirt, and I was like, that's just bad karma. I don't want that. Mm-hmm. I have this Midnight Spaghetti red shirt that I was like, okay, I'll wear that one.
You can actually used to be able to buy that at Pearl Paint before it closed, Midnight Spaghetti Red.
But Kate saw the Sriracha one, was like, oh, you should wear the Sriracha shirt. And yeah. I was like, I'm sorry. I think it's a little tight.
I'm sorry. You let your wife pick out your clothes for you?
No.
Jeremy?
I wear fucking black tees all the time. I was looking to wear a red one. She was like, "Ooh, you're being fun today. Like, let me.
The
why don't you want to put it on?
Reverse this psychology is working.
Well, maybe it is. Who knows? Well, she said, put it on. I said, I didn't want to put on that shirt because it's tight. I know it's tight. It's going to feel like I'm an actual bottle of Sriracha. And she said, just put it on. And I said, no. And then she said, just put it on. And I said, yes. Okay.
This reminds me when Hugo McGraw went as a bottle of Tapatio for Halloween. God, yes. Great, great picture. Yes.
Hugo is way ahead of his time. He is an old soul.
Yes.
In a young bottle of Tapatio.
Yes, he is a young
bottle.
He
was fully dressed
Tapatio.
In Scottish attire for their visit to Scotland.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's awesome.
Awesome.
Anywho, I put on that shirt and my hypothesis was correct. And I looked like a bottle of Sriracha because it was glued to my
belly
also and everything else.
Also, he was very shiny.
Yeah.
The whole
wasn't
time.
Wasn't that
too.
Shiny? No, it wasn't. No, I actually only 1 day, 2 days ago, it was so hot that my air conditioners could not keep up with a 4th floor apartment with all the heat rising. I just couldn't get anything going. It was terrible. Real bad. Oh, anyway, long story short, I grabbed my belly and I squeezed and I felt like Sriracha would have come out in my fucking head because it was so tight.
Did she get a picture of this?
She did not. But I did put on a green Mighty Ducks hat just so she could, so I could really live the green top of the Sriracha bottle.
I was gonna say, I wonder if you like fed certain people peppers and then milked them, if you could get Sriracha from them. Is that how it'll work in
maybe.
The future? We're gonna genetically engineer goats.
Maybe
everyone's eyes would be burning.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that in California. Yeah, that's why.
Yeah. Well, in the town where they make sriracha too.
Ingleside something.
Is that where they made it?
That's where they make it.
That's where they genetically engineered the people. Yes.
Yeah. And grinded them up into chili sauce. Well,
I can't think of anything more American on this day than stuffing yourself into stuffing meat into a tight package with the annual and then sweltering it outside,
steaming it
with the annual Coney Island hot dog eating contest,
which is disgusting.
As I've aged,
always been disgusting. Been fun to watch ever in life.
I've hated it.
It's foul. It's the most foul looking thing you ever see. People dunking fucking bread into water and then stuffing it in their face.
That's fine.
That makes me nauseous to look at.
They should have milk. It should be a panade. You should be making a nice meatball. I understand milk on a 90-degree day. Yeah, but it's just like
Cody Chestnut does it again.
Yeah, it's this orgy of excess in a time of just like some people who are not doing that well.
Mm. Yeah, just people in Coney Island alone that could actually eat those hot dogs instead of watching people shove them in their
face. We just ruined everything. Sorry, Nathans.
You know, it's not that bad though.
Well, the thing is, a couple episodes ago, we had this pop in from Little Steven, right?
Yes.
And I feel like it wasn't the most productive episode. It wasn't the most...
didn't get the best reactions online.
Reaction episode.
Really?
But
that's not true.
A lot of engagement. Let's check in the engagement
right now. It is... it's an honor to have Little Steven here, and he's going to pop in once again for our 4th of July episode. So welcome, Little Steven.
Hey, how's everybody doing? Everybody's good?
We're doing pretty good.
Little Steven, you're sporting a red, white, and blue bandana for the holiday.
That's right. You know where I got it from? Ruth gave it to me. You know, this is the exact same hanky that's hanging out
of his ass pocket, right?
Of his world famous record that
Cruising.
Sold
his
175 million copies worldwide.
Cruising, which Cruising. Was later made into a movie starring Al Pacino. I remember it very well.
Little Steven,
you seem to have something stuck in your throat.
That's just how I laugh.
Have you done any barbecuing today yet, or are you going to save that for later?
No, I'm going over to Brucey's house a little later.
Brucey?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cousin Brucey from 101.1?
Yeah, you know 101.1?
WCBS FM.
Us old school DJs, we got to stick together, you know?
I imagine it's some sort of like room with no lights, and you people just know each other by voice.
That's exactly correct.
Also, you people?
Yeah.
That's exactly correct, Michael.
Those with a face for a radio.
No, yes. That's true.
As...
Yeah,
I've been told
Look,
that a lot.
I can't even tell you what Imus looks like. I just know here he's got a gizzard. I've never seen his face. I only know what he sounds like.
You are lucky because there are some people who do know. And
yeah, we could. Yeah, we don't want to facilitate that because that's.
Yeah,
like a,
when I find people,
I
who
hear
know
he
what
wears
he looks
a
like.
Cowboy hat too. I do that sometimes.
You do?
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to hear about your bedroom habits. When I find somebody who knows what Imus looks like, I just keep walking until I find someone who doesn't.
Yeah. Yeah, which is easy here.
Guys, do you need me for anything else, or do you?
No, well, do you have questions for Little Steven?
No, I just figured that you might ask Little Steven something about music.
I brought Little Steven here for a reason because he just reissued his 1983 classic record, Voice of America.
You're much more familiar with this record than either Jeremy or I, so I figure you might have some questions for Little Steven about the record.
Yeah, it's a record about America, it looks like, so that's a
Yeah,
what
well,
a day.
That's the thing. Steven, I just wanted to... It's Little Steven. Steven, what I wanted to... ask you about the record. Sorry.
I was wondering, Little Steven, do you think that Danny took any of his inspiration of his character from Little Pete from your character, Little Steven?
I mean, I guess there could be some crossover there for sure. Okay. I mean, there's like a little bit of Italian. He's got he's a short bravado, you know? He's a short guy. He's got...
Are you talking about the Napoleon complex?
Where's this small guy? We don't talk about the Napoleon complex.
How tall are you?
That's true. Little Steven, I hate that comment. Every single time I get that Napoleon thing, it just, because he's a, yeah, I know, he's got a tiny
he's
little
Italian.
Penis.
He's Italian.
Hey, no, Napoleon's got a tiny little penis and it's hidden and it's in a box and it's in the museum.
Where? Which museum?
I heard about that. You can't see it.
Oh, wow.
It's not a solid box. The box is transparent.
No, it's a wooden box, but it's inside.
There's a hinge. It opens.
Yeah. You can see it if you open it.
Laying on velvet.
I would say
purple, but black is
it's
always
one of those things. It's like, who needs to see Napoleon's dick? You know,
yeah, Joseph.
Look, he did all this conquering.
Josephine, obviously.
Also, Joseph Gordon-Levitt. He would like to see that.
What is he?
He's rich enough. He could probably
record?
Just buy
he's
it.
Like yeah. that. Exactly. That guy with his hit record stuff really pisses me off.
Speaking of
Little Steven hates that shit. I don't know why I talk to myself in third person. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I was going to say, Dan, I remember your New Jersey connection to Little Steven really resonated the last time we were here.
Well, on The Sopranos, yeah. I mean, you know, The Sopranos was a show that I could watch and be like, hey, I've been to that deli before. That's not the name of it. That's movie magic.
Given the intensive meat grilling nature of this holiday, do you think that Little Steven and Little Pete might have a connection at the pork store on a 4th of July such as this?
Yeah, I think so. I think Little Pete and Little Steven could hang out. I do agree also, Steve.
Okay. Well,
it's Little Steven, please stop calling me Steve.
You know, I think Big Steven, if there is
that's my father. Big Steven.
I figure he and I might get along a little bit better, but it's great to see you two.
He just hated all my flair, you know?
Big Steven
was upset because I couldn't just have one bandana on.
Right.
I couldn't just have one necklace or one bracelet or three rings.
Yeah,
you had
the Steven Tyler disease. Everybody gets it.
It's Steven Tyler disease. Yeah, that's very funny, Michael. You know, I did that before Steven Tyler, let me tell you that.
Well, are you from Boston?
No.
Well, at least you got that going for you. But you're from New Jersey.
Bop, 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 bop. I love that dirty water.
Okay.
Bump,
is that
bump,
on the,
bump. Hey,
is part that of the record?
Boston,
yeah,
you're my home.
You brought a record that I guess
that's
you're
just, no, that's just, I play that song all the time on my Little Steven's
that's
Underground
Garage.
That's not on
the record.
No,
okay.
That's not my song, no.
I mean, is there some of this that you want to maybe
talk
preview?
About maybe?
Talk
or,
about the
or Danny, did you have some favorite tracks you maybe want to interview
about? Little Steven, do you think you could give us a little rundown on Checkpoint Charlie? I think it's that track 3 on the record. Let's play a little bit of it.
Yeah, it seems like a sort of a Cold War influence.
Yeah, well, it's in 1983, you know.
All right.
And I wrote it in 82.
Turn the volume up for
the wall hadn't
Gramps
come down.
Yeah.
Oh,
you know?
Okay.
No, the wall wasn't down yet.
Let's hear it.
So anything else you want to set it up with?
No, just play a little bit of it. We'll talk about it. You can get right to the meat and potatoes. There's like a little guitar thing here and some drums. I mean, you know what I mean? This feels like you're at Checkpoint Charlie.
Don't come around here no more.
Hey, whoa. don't do that.
There's
don't
shots
that. That's
fired.
Not nice.
Whatever you're looking for. Yeah, it's pretty much. It's,
should I skip ahead or
you ripped off?
You can skip ahead a little bit.
You ripped off Tom Petty, you piece of garbage.
No, that's who's gonna walk you home tonight.
Okay.
You know. Hey.
Wow.
Who's drive you home?
Who did the chimes?
That guy took my song.
Yeah. Who did the wind chimes in the back, though?
I did everything on this record. I played the drums. I played the guitars. I played the synthesizers.
You're a real Billy Corgan.
I did everything. If you look at the bottom of the record, it says, written, arranged, produced, guitars, Little Steven.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm going to go ahead and pause this one.
Okay, if you look in even finer print below that, it says, disavowed by the Secretary of Defense.
Yeah, I mean, it really kind of hits home with what was going on at the time. That's why I kind of re-released this record, you know? I have a song on there called I Am a Patriot.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask you about. That's...
Yeah, and Voice of America. The first song on the record is like a very strong one.
Right.
Very strong.
And what when you were writing it, what was the...
what were you thinking
about?
What
was your mindset, yeah?
Well, I was thinking about the Voice of America, you know, in 1982. You know, it's before Bush and Reagan, you know? It was a serious time.
Bush and Reagan were both in office at that time, Little Steven. I don't know if you remember.
No, but they weren't. But you know, they wasn't running together yet.
Yeah. They were running at the same time.
No, I don't think that. No, there wasn't. They had.
I don't remember that.
It was 84. It was 1984.
Yeah, but in actually, George Bush was already his vice president.
Yes, I am saying yes. I get that, but I'm saying trying to.
So are you talking?
I'm
about...
just saying, you know, it's just a lot of corruption, a lot of stuff going on.
So that was
just my Voice of America was me telling everybody, look at me. Check out these drums with no phases or anything. They sound really dead, like society and stuff.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510 is declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
So
here comes.
So people,
here comes.
People were the drums, right?
Yeah. You know, like punk rock was really big at the time.
Okay,
so
hold
I decided.
On. Let's see.
Dun, dun, dun. See what I mean? Dun, dun. Reagan.
Oh, that's based
yeah,
on.
That was me singing. Reagan.
Okay. Wow, I think I found it. I found a record worse than Billy Joel's The Bridge.
Wow, what do you think about
that? Excuse me. Hey, Michael, I'm right here.
You might want to sit in between
I'm going to sit in between. I'm sorry I wasn't jumping in. I'm just trying to listen to Little Steven speak about
it. No, it
really
is.
The whole process of, it's very, you guys don't know.
Art.
I mean, Jeremy knows a little bit because he's a musician too.
No, it creates a mood, and the mood is I want to drown myself. And thank you.
That's really nice.
Thank you, Little Steven.
No, please. Wow. Oh, maybe I'm a patriot. We'll change your mind.
Okay,
how about that?
Okay. Mine's open. Let's do it.
This is the quintessence. If you play this album full front to back at your 4th of July party,
you will become a mass shooter. We know. Just stop, okay?
I don't think that's true.
So the parentheses on
this
track.
Okay, I'm listening. Yeah. Go ahead, Jeremy.
After I Am a Patriot is, and the river opens for the righteous.
Okay, so I...
See, no, this is me putting a little bit of reggae spin on it.
And the river opens for the righteous.
See?
And the river opens for the righteous.
So you stole... Okay, so you stole some government weed, and you flew the plane to Jamaica, and you,
Michael,
you
please.
You can never
please
come
let me
back
speak
home.
For one second.
You can
could
never
you
come
just,
back home.
Could you just...
I'm listening.
Just let me speak.
I'm listening,
okay?
Little Steven. Go ahead.
Look, it's 1983, okay?
Well, it's not.
It was no.
No, I'm saying when I made this record, it was 1983.
Actually, okay. It was before that. It was before Reagan and Bush, you know?
I'm saying it was. It was before Reagan and Bush, 84.
But they were still friends.
They were still friends and stuff. That's fine. But look, let me just.
Already in office
let
together.
Let me just tell you something, okay, Michael?
Okay.
Please. 1983, the Clash had just broken up. The best, biggest band you never heard of. You know that?
The Aristocrats?
No, that was the Clash. That was the Clash.
Oh, because I heard of them.
Yeah,
I thought.
Yeah,
it was,
but
I,
that's the whole thing.
So
look,
the world
was
changing.
But I thought
so
it was.
What I'm saying is, what I'm saying to you is, the Chad, first,
correct me if I'm wrong, Jeremy, but I think he was referring to a band I had never heard of, but I had heard of the Clash.
Everyone.
So.
Yeah,
it's the biggest
point,
little band
like.
In the world.
Anyway, go
the
ahead.
Clash was the biggest little band in the world.
They were the biggest band in the world, just like your Steven.
They kind of screwed it up a little bit, but what I was trying to get at is the beginning of this record is this punk rock, you know, and then I Am a Patriot, it's Voice of America, then I Am a Patriot, it's reggae.
Drown Yourself in the Ocean. Yeah,
no, but
that.
Look, how many Clash songs are there that are rock and reggae and they mix them together? Some band called Sublime tried to do it. They did a good job doing it.
None of them suck like this album. You're right, Little
Steve. So I was going to ask if you guys... If you
Michael,
to
tell
maybe...
me what it is you don't like about this music.
It's made by you, A. B.
Wow, that's harsh.
B,
does that mean you hate all Bruce Springsteen songs?
No. But it's got, it's like a, it's in the, it's a strike in the no column.
Just because Nils Lofgren did most of the guitar solos doesn't mean that I'm not a good...
I don't know how to finish that sentence.
Did you just break this record?
I didn't break it. I did drop it out of the album.
In
though.
That it was easy to surpass, yes, he broke the
still
record.
Still in one piece. You're okay.
Because here's the thing. That's an ancient relic.
I was wondering who you thanked.
But you're reissuing it.
I'm reissuing it, but you know what? I can't put Picasso on the back of it because I'll get sued.
I'm checking the album notes here, Lil Steven, and it says you thank... my family, my friends, Scott the engineer, Bruce, Scott Baio. It says for some reason you thank Bill Cosby.
Well, why?
You're thanking Roseanne Barr.
Wow.
No, here's the thing. There's a couple guys in
there's some finer print here. You're thanking Harvey Weinstein.
It's William Cosby.
You're thanking House member Dennis Hastert.
Oh, my God.
And then you also, for some reason, he was probably a low level at that point. Oh, okay.
Guys, can you just lay off a little Steven a little bit?
I don't know.
Mike, you're ripping in.
I like him, but I'm just reading what the album says here. I think maybe if he reissues it, he might want to not thank all these people.
I told you.
The thank yous go even further. Yeah. Robert Mapplethorpe, he thanks. Oh, that's a good God. One. That's good, yeah. Actually. But
Woody Allen, I think.
Yeah, he thanks Woody Allen as an inspiration.
Like, just because in 1983, there wasn't Pledge.com or Kickstarter or anything like that.
So how do people polish their furniture?
That's what I'm saying. When I had to ask people for money orders to get my CDs and my records and my cassette tapes.
Until you created Columbia Music House.
16 cassettes to CDs for $1 is pretty good.
I'm still a member.
Are you?
Yeah, I still have my card.
How many times have you changed your name to?
Just the once.
My parents got so mad at me for doing that.
Yeah, the BMG.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
It was just so easy to be like,
It was a gateway drug.
It was a super gateway drug to like learning how to just. And then the best part was yelling at them that you didn't get the CD when you did get it.
Oh, you never got it in the mail?
No, it never came. What do you mean? No, I'm not paying for it.
Yeah.
I'm not paying for that.
Lost in the mail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should have paid for certified. Yeah.
You know, that happened to me a couple times.
Oh, you subscribed?
Did it happen, little Steven? I figured as a music industry insider, you wouldn't be going for all that stuff.
Yeah, no, look, I have my fair share of, CDs and tapes with the little, guts in it, with the little line or they put the hole through the UPC.
Demos.
The
UPC demos.
Code.
He's talking about demos.
Yeah. Everybody's got demos.
Yeah. But it seems like is that how you got all the copies of your albums to sell?
Actually, I did, because nobody bought them. So everyone just turned out to be
a promo.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what happens. You buy them back at a cheap rate, and then you can just sell them to the, used record stores.
Yeah, you would sell them, but...
Yeah, no, I wouldn't do it myself. I'd have my buddy Johnny come in and do that for me.
That makes sense, because otherwise it'd be pretty embarrassing.
Yeah, it would be kind of... It's almost the same way as, like, Dan Aykroyd coming in there and selling his Crystal Skull Vodka at going into his...
Right. No, that makes sense. It's an ongoing concern.
It's kind of... Every time I...
Selling used vodka to the guys in Greenpoint.
Every once a month, Dan Aykroyd comes into my liquor store
and I get an autograph on something.
Crystal Skull, and I'm like, yeah, I know it's Crystal Skull, Dan. And no, I can't have you playing piano on the next Bruce album. He asks me every time.
What, really?
He asked me every time.
That's okay. I mean, what else are people going to talk to you about?
I don't know. I try not to listen anymore.
Did you reissue
particularly
this?
After this podcast I'm doing? This is a terrible.
You've been a great and resilient guest.
I'm just trying to show you that this is the 4th of July.
I think Danny's going to get to invite a lot more guests on after this.
Yeah, no, I tell you what right now. I mean, Nils Lofgren, he's a friend of mine. We play in a band together, Bruce's band. I'll tell him you can't come on.
I never heard of him. Is he ethnic?
Oh my God.
Is he from here? He sounds like it.
I don't know who you're referencing.
Don't know who Nils Lofgren, he does only the greatest guitar player other than me that's in Bruce Springsteen's band.
Oh. I always like
so
the
how
sax
many
player.
Guitar players really... are there?
Oh, Clarence Clemens, he's dead.
He just passed away.
He died.
Yeah.
He died.
How many
little Steven,
players?
You want to know something funny? Yeah, it's not funny. It's not funny or it is. It's not funny. But our wardrobe lady dated Clarence Clemens. Ileana, do you remember her?
On Pete and
Pete. Remember Ileana? She was a huge props. Right?
Props, okay.
She was a
hoops.
She was a very tall.
Ileana's nickname was Hoops.
That's right.
She's from Ukraine.
And she went to a Bruce Springsteen show, and Clarence Clemens took a liking to. I remember her. Yeah, you should. She was a really nice lady, Ileana.
Head and shoulders above the crowd.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Well, maybe one of these days we'll get the ghost of Clarence on. That would be a good.
Jeez.
No. Soon, brought down the room. Yeah. How about
in 10th Avenue Freeze Out? He talks about, the band got better when the big man joined the band.
Oh,
and when they were talking about
big man joined the band,
they meant They meant Joey Chestnut.
Fuck Joey Chestnut. Yeah, I say fuck Joey Chestnut, too.
Oh, okay. Finally something we can all agree on.
Yeah,
thank
let's
you.
All agree on that, and let's end on a good note
you,
like that.
Thank you, little Steven.
Thank you so much for letting me plug the new reissue of my album, which is actually me buying back all of the record copies that never... Got
and reselling them
and
used.
Reselling them used, but I don't do it. Reissue. I don't do it myself like Dan Aykroyd.
You said
I
your boy Johnny
do it for me. Okay. Yes, yes.
Any other shout outs you want to give out before you?
Make sure you
up?
Tune in to Little Steven's Underground Garage every Sunday from 10 to midnight.
It's from 8 a.m. to midnight.
It's
actually
10
all day.
P.m. to midnight. Actually,
wow.
And you know, I go in. I just have these great stories.
Little Steven with the Steven spelled out.
That's right.
It. Little Steven with the PH spelled out.
What?
Without a PH, no, it's a V. Come on, guys.
It's a V. Come on.
You think I would be a Steven with a PH? Come on, you guys. You
made me laugh. You guys
are fucking stupid.
It's already better than the last one. Yeah.
Thanks, little Steven.
Thank you, little Steven.
Thanks, little Steven. Before we go, we just want to say we're part of the Last Podcast Network. Check them out, lastpodcastnetwork.com, for tons of other great shows. This guy on my right here is Michael C. Marone. You can find him at Michael C. Marone.
Thank you for
on the interwebs. His partner to the right there, partner I'll use loosely, friend, lover, at Danny Tamborelli. It's at D. Tamborelli on the twits, at Danny Tamborelli on the insts. And I am Remy Balin most everywhere. Also have another podcast called Fresh Beef. Check that out. And I figured little Steven's running out, but maybe we could just... go out on
play him out
last
play him
song.
Out boys
oh yeah oh, no, oh guys I just yeah just play me out with the oh this song is great. It's the last song on the album. It's called Undefeated, because I'm always undefeated.
It was about the
I'm
72
I'm the undisputed undefeated champion.
It's about
just
the 72
like,
Dolphins,
just like the 72 Dolphins. That's right.
Yeah,
thanks so much for listening. We'll see you on the next one.
I could see thanks, this we'll see. Going under a training montage somewhere. Yeah, this is
undefeated.
So he said
yeah. No, they cut that out when I made the record.
This is your version, right?
My record, my version, the producer, I know I produced it, but the assistant
you
producer.
Want it.
Here comes.
So
precious, baby.
The parentheses on this one is, everyone goes home.
Eventually,
undefeated.
Yeah. I don't know
everyone
anybody
goes
who doesn't
home.
Go home. Little Steven, I think you should go home now, and we'll listen to the rest of the album. Thank you very much.
Okay, yeah, thank you, guys. Thank you for taking care of my album.
All right,
we
check them out.
The Adventures of Danny and Mike stars Danny Tamborelli and Michael C. Marone. The show is produced by me, Jeremy Baylor. Podcast is part of the Last Podcast Network, which can be found at lastpodcastnetwork.com. Make sure to check that out for a ton of great shows. For more information on the guys, visit our website at dannyandmike.com. Also look us up on Twitter at Danny and Mike with the N spelled out, and on Facebook at facebook.com/theadventuresofdannyandmike. Thanks for listening.
So glad that douchebag little Steven left. God, that guy was such a nosebleed.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah. We should have him back, but definitely like give him rules and parameters about what he can talk about.
Yeah, that was weird.
All right, I'm sorry, guys. So you just asked me.
It's cool, Dan. No. I mean, you know, you've given us some good guests in the past. You know, everybody's due a fucking raspberry once in a while. You know what
Thank
I'm saying?
Guys, yeah.
Anyway, paper towel on.
Seltzer Kings
Podcasts.